Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this April 4th, 2024. Have your host, James, here with us, And right now we have in with us Father Weller from Assumption Catholic Schools. We're going to be talking about Assumption's a talent show that is coming up Friday, April 11th. Father, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you, James. Glad to be here.
It's been a while, so we appreciate you being able to stop by here and everything. Always love being able to do these in person, and certainly want to not only thank you for everything you and the staff do for the community and our Assumption School and everything, but also being able to join us for moments like this, because we know that a lot of people have seen the flyers, have heard about the talent show, maybe even have been a talent show when they were a kid or something like that, but this has such deeper meaning to it, and the purpose, the cause for it is so meaningful. So before we dive into the details of the show and some of that, can we get into some of the purpose behind this? And we have a couple of different organizations we wanted to touch on with this, or programs.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago when we first started this, there was a lot of discussion about, you know, after COVID, a lot of things had gone away and we really wanted a lot of community events and also something to promote youth ministry in the city. And so we came up with the idea of the talent show, and it was a huge hit, and a lot of people really loved it. The big things that it goes towards, first of all, there's the community aspect. It brings a lot of people together, but also there's a fundraiser aspect to it too, and we're really preparing for some big youth trips that we're doing this summer. So we're bringing a lot of the high schoolers to a Steubenville conference that's in Rochester. It's a hugely transforming experience. People walk away with that completely different. And then Adventure Camp is another sort of youth trip that's for middle school and high schoolers. And a lot of people walk away from that just absolutely renewed in their faith. And it's a really good facilitation of an encounter with Christ. So,
can we, and we don't have to get too deep into them, but both of these, if we can touch on what they experience at these and why they're so important in this process, in their journey, if you will.
Yeah. I would say there's just something about going away from your home to really experience Christ. I mean, Christ himself, he took his disciples and he had them walk with him. And there's something about being able to step away from the ordinary. You sort of retreat from the ordinary to sort of experience God in the extraordinary. And I would say that that's what happens on these trips.
My Nana used to talk about this and talk about faith and things like this in a way of seeing God in a different light and seeing and being able to envision or see him or feel him from other people's light and other people's vision, and how that enhanced hers and strengthened her faith. She also talked very much about missionary work and how much she wanted to do that stuff and was never able to, but she had 7 kids. So, but she had her own missionary. She was
that
working.
That is a ministry. That is a ministry.
But how important that it is to that for faith to travel. And how integral that is with it. And I haven't thought about this in a long time, to be honest with you, sir, but you talking about this now brought it back to me and her strength in her, for her faith. Certainly, I think that it was enhanced in part by that and by some of those feelings and some of the the things that she had learned from that. So it makes sense. Just for somebody like myself, kind of on the outside looking in a little bit, I wanted to know for the details of that, and I appreciate you sharing that, because it's kind of what we would think, but we don't know unless we ask. And you don't know unless I think you kind of put yourself in those shoes, and no pun intended, but the shoes of these individuals doing something like this or wanting to. With the Adventure Camp, what is it about that one? Is it a similar thing? Because I imagine, and as I'm asking this, I realize right away, I'm asking you to put things into words you can't really put into words, like, because that's a lot of the feeling of this, I imagine.
Yeah, well, it's weird as a priest. I mean, my job is kind of twofold. I have many different tasks, but one of them is to convince people to give up their lives. We really like our lives, right? And giving up. But the other one is I have to also put words to the indescribable. I have to describe the indescribable. And, you know, we're only on this side of eternity. And so that's why the facilitation of the encounter, the relationship with Christ, is so important. Adventure Camp, it's a week-long experience, northern Wisconsin, away from technology. Mm. And there's every day there's prayer, adoration. That's the where the Holy Eucharist is brought out, and confessions, the sacraments, all those things that are necessary for, you know, really diving deep in. And then And then every day there's an adventure. You know, we go in canoes down the river. There's a rock climbing day. There's a water war day. They love to tip the priests into the water. So that's really fun. But yeah, it's exciting.
And you can help be a part of these things just by attending this talent show, just by helping support the different events that they have at Assumption when you see these mm-hmm. kind of things. And it's a great chance to not only, put back into your community, but honestly, it's a great investment in your community and the future of it when it comes to those individuals doing these things. And who knows where they go with their faith and their journey from that point. It's really enhancing all of this and in such a fun way of doing it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Talent shows are great.
And I also just wanted to add, James, that a lot of times I'll ask people, you know, when my students graduate and they come back, and I'll ask them, what is it that really helped you to engage in your faith and stay faithful to Christ, and what really was transformative? And a lot of times, you know what they'll bring up is things like Steubenville or things like working at the talent show and being involved, and where, you know, that itself is a ministry. It's like, wow, the priest is here. He's working on stage. You know, this is where a lot of those good conversations happen. What's life about? What's really important? How else can I give myself to God and his people? Yeah.
Well said. And that's a wonderful segue right into the talent show and talking about this a little bit. The Assumption's talent show, again, taking place Friday, April 11th. The show will begin at 7 o'clock at night. We'll get into ticket prices and some of the prizes, some of that in the moment. What can people expect in this night as far as the show and the night goes?
Yeah, so there's actually two shows. There's the ticket show on Friday night, and then there's a dinner show on Saturday. You could also get a ticket show on Saturday as well, mm-hmm. but the dinner is kind of a nice bonus there,
yeah.
Community aspect. The show is, it's hosted by, we have our own MCs that are students at the school. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos on
yes.
Facebook. Yeah, so fun fact, I help a lot with those, and I just
right
love
on.
Doing work with video.
You guys
and media.
Are great at them. They really are good at them. I'm not kidding. You guys are great at those. They're very good.
And they have so much fun doing it too. And that's just great. So the whole night, you know, every year it's just been, wow, kids come and meet the challenge and they love it. And so like this year we have some returning acts. Mm-hmm. Last year we had the Tunes, and the year before, that's kind of a guitar group, you know,
yeah.
guitar music, and it was really exciting last year. This year they're coming back. Mm. There's a Michael Jackson dance group that'll be really cool.
Nice.
There's a first and second grade skit group that are doing some comedy stuff that was pretty entertaining. I got to do a walkthrough with them the other day, and
that's got to be good.
That was hilarious. Yes,
it's got to be good.
But yeah, so that's you know, there's a lot of dancing. There's going to be a lot of different acts, talents, variety, juggling, comedy, you know, that kind of stuff,
and
singing. It's going to be really fun.
And the participants are students from Assumption.
Yep. There's a couple like homeschool groups. So
okay. There's
a big change in the city this year where in an effort. You know, an evangelizing effort mm-hmm. to try to include a lot of different people, include public school kids, homeschool kids. We've done a lot of work with them. So there's going to be some homeschool. I imagine some public school kids, too, will be coming.
That's
so
awesome.
It's not just for Assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I admire and I tip my hat so much to Assumption and to really so many of our schools that do this. And we've learned so much in this area, I think, coming out of the pandemic and some other things. One of the things I note to our nonprofits all the time, I was just talking to Terry Johns about it the other day, our nonprofits work together. And it's not crabs in a barrel kind of thing. They're sharing information. They're sharing dates. They're sharing events and everything. I see that in our public school system as well. And I'm very proud of it. I'm very thankful for it. We succeed together. We achieve together. And the more we work together, the more we make things more inclusive and more just, hey, come on, you know, come on over. It only makes for a better community, a stronger community. And also, it certainly certainly helps highlight different things. If your kid and you aren't going to Assumption and you're going to this, you may see something about Assumption you like and want to attend there. Or there's a million other layers to this that it could add to it. Along with the fact that, and I wanted to make sure to touch on this if I had an opportunity, and you set me up earlier for it. We're losing more and more opportunities in society for strangers sitting next to strangers and having a laugh. Mm-hmm. We need more of that. It creates camaraderie. It creates community and fellowship. And whether it's going to a movie or going to this talent show or anything like that, we have more opportunity or more of that happening with these events. So there's so many layers to why to go to this event, why it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. We call that a lot of times the losing of the third place. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Yes.
But people don't hang out at libraries. I mean, there's people who still go there, but not as in the numbers of the past.
Yeah.
And that's really hard on ministry. You know, people really crave that. They really need, we're built for relationship, you know, and God, you know, if God really wants to be in relationship with us and we're made as an image, we look like that, you know, we need to be in relationship. I agree with you 100% on that.
This is for a lot of fun, and it's certainly to help some great causes and help out with the funding. But there's also some really cool prizes available for the winners of this. I had to do a double check on that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so there is $1,000 cash prize. That's the first place winner. And how it works is each night the audience gets to vote. They get to vote for 3 acts. You know, their first pick, their second pick, and their third pick, and that translates to, you know, a different amount, you know, for their vote. And then at the end of the Saturday night show, there's a big announcement, you know, it's even like the big check comes out.
Oh,
and
great.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's a second place and third place cash prize as well. But yeah, people really see that $1,000 and there's a competition there too, and that's really, really awesome.
Well, and, you know, and the audience getting to vote on this, I think, is a fun part of this for audience members, for people attending and everything.
Oh, yeah.
People love that kind of stuff. So that's going to be a lot of fun of this, too. And I don't want to make light at all of the different purposes behind this event and the greatness that this can do. And certainly the way that this can invest in the Assumption and the programs you were talking about there. But I'm always drawn to the other silver linings of an event, the other things it can bring up. I mentioned, you know, strangers sitting next to each other and laughing,
absolutely.
Some of that. You know, any opportunity we have as adults to, and you know, give kids a bit of encouragement or support or confidence, that is one of our main jobs as adults, I believe. Mm-hmm. And here is a great opportunity to be able to do that while also being entertained. These kids are going to be out there and they'll see in the audience maybe family members or other people they know, but when they see strangers laughing or clapping or cheering them on, that's something they take with them the rest of their life. And I can speak to that. I know this for a fact. I did a talent show in 6th grade. I'm still living off it. I'm here because of it in many ways. The confidence it helped give me. I was new to this community. I didn't know many people. It was an opportunity for me in 6th grade. It may seem silly to some out there, but I'm promising you this. It's part of the reason I'm in this chair right now. It's part of the reason I have an acting career. I saw strangers out there cheering me on that didn't know me. They you know, laughed at the jokes I was telling and things. That's stuff that these kids can build on, that they can take with them. We don't know what they might do with their lives, but whatever they're going to do could use some confidence to go along with it, could use some support to go along with it. You get to do that through this while also having a fun time and, you know, being entertained and enjoying yourself, because this is a talent show. I'm not trying to raise the bar or anything here, but they bring their A game to this. There's some really talent here in this.
Yeah, and I just to go piggyback off of what you're saying, in youth ministry especially, just ministry, I would say in general though, but especially in youth ministry, there are always three really key elements to bringing and facilitating relationship with God. And there's the first one, obviously, teaching. Like, we have to learn about who God is. You know, you can't have a relationship with someone you have no idea who they are. And then prayer, you have to talk to them. Yeah. But the last one we typically, I think, kind of put off to the side, and that's community, fellowship. There's something about just sitting around a fire and just sitting with other people. That's also what we're looking for. And that's a lot. After the first year we did it, so many people came up to us and said, we needed this. Hmm. We haven't had this, you know, in a while because of COVID and all this, and we really need this. We really need an opportunity to just sit by people who we have no idea who the other person is.
That's beautiful. And all of this from a fun talent show, you know, when you think about it, that all of these things we've been talking about, and while we've covered a lot, I think there's parts of this and layers to this we haven't even had time for. So all of that just from a fun talent show that you can be a part of. Let's get into the logistics a little bit of this. Friday night, April 11th, the show will begin at 7, and then the acts will come out and be able to take in some of that.
And then an intermission, that splits up There'll be a chance to get, you know, snacks or whatever in the intermission. Yep. And then the second night, that one starts a lot earlier. There's a cocktail hour. And then there's also, the dinner that is served. And then the show begins just like the other one, except that one, anyone who comes for the 7 o'clock show who's not in the dinner, they get a bleacher seat. So
quite
the front row. Like the dinner people.
The cocktails will be a cash bar. There's the dinner will be there with instrumental entertainment. That's nice. That's a nice little touch right there. Yep. And a shout out to Mission Coffee House catering it. Great people over there. Great stuff over there. You're not going to be disappointed with that at all. Now, we've told people about the event and how great it is. Now they want to go. Now they want to get tickets. Where can they get tickets, sir?
Yeah, great question. So there's... the place to get tickets is right at the high school office. The high school office, the very front office of the school. You just go in there and ask the secretary, "Hey, I want this many tickets," and boom, there you go. And then just give the money, and there it is.
Keep in mind, like a lot of things, if you get these tickets in advance, they're a little cheaper. Might want to do that.
That's an incentive, yeah.
$5 per person, $8 a person at the door. So if you get them in advance, $5. If you're getting them that day, $8. Now, a real quick note here. I believe we've done this before. I don't believe those prices have really changed. So that is amazing. That's for the Friday show, though. I wanted to give a little bit different prices for the dinner tickets.
Yep, that's $30 a person. But to incentivize the community aspect, you get a deal if you get a table of eight, and that's $200. So that's... I can't do the math right off the top of my head, but that is saving money.
It's saving. That's for sure.
Money. Yes.
Yeah. Neither of us are mathematicians. not a wheelhouse. But you're 100% right. You're definitely saving money. And really good deals, too. Very affordable for families. Love being able to see that and promote that. Appreciate that from everybody when making these decisions. Oh, yeah. But also know that you guys are very in tune with the community and are doing that in part for that. To bring it back all full circle here a little bit, we're doing this certainly to raise funds. And it's a great opportunity, the money you spend on this event. Again, you're going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy it. And I almost promise you there will be moments during the event where you're laughing, you're smiling. And whether it's in the back of your head or the front of your heart, you realize, oh, all of this, and I put into my community, and I'm helping my community. I'm investing in my community.
Amen. Yeah.
It's such a cool win-win situation. We love highlighting these things. Again, the Assumption Talent Show is happening Friday, April 11th. So if people like want those previews and everything, Facebook, the best place to send them?
That's where the advertisements are, the videos, you can just scroll through the history and sometimes they'll pop up. Just a simple Google search, we'll get them.
Are we still taking any kind of sponsorships or anything like that? Is the talent part of this all booked?
Yeah. There's still we could probably get a couple more acts if people are super interested in that. You know, if students or young people want to do that. In terms of sponsorships, just a great response from the community. There's some people. Businesses, and all those are going to be listed in the program on the, once we get the final list of everyone.
Yeah.
But people have been very generous in donating and say, hey, we want to be a part of this talent show. We want to really encourage students to go on these trips, to do different mission opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so they were very generous in that, and I'm very thankful for that. Obviously, the final list isn't 100% there yet, but
The one thing we know for sure, we know the dates. So go ahead and make plans on your calendar to take in the Assumption Talent Show Friday, April 11th. And Saturday, April 12th will be the dinner and a show. So be sure to check that out too. And keep in mind, if you take in both nights, there are no reruns in entertainment. There are no reruns in any type of theater or anything. Every night is a different night. I encourage you to take in both nights and enjoy yourself and feel good about it. And follow Assumption on Facebook. It's a great way to keep up to date and all the things they're doing over there, along with things like this and seeing some of the previews that Father Weller and I were talking about there. Sir, if people have follow-up questions, if they'd like to reach out to you, is there a good way to do that?
Yeah, so follow-up questions, one of the people helping run this is, it's actually on here, Elizabeth Dean, she has all the comments or questions. Those are on all the flyers. She has a lot of that. But also, you know, at the office, sometimes they can ask, answer questions as well.
Yeah. Real quick, elizabethanddean@gmail.com. But otherwise, I would, like Father said here, I'd take a look at the flyers, and that should be able to give you the information real well. Yep. Appreciate the time, sir. Tell everybody to break a leg, have a fun time, enjoy themselves, and we'll be there. I'm going to be there if I can. I cannot wait. There's not much better than seeing kids doing stuff like this, so it's must-see.
James, thanks so much. I really enjoyed this.
We'll talk again soon. Yeah. And thank you to everybody out there. We appreciate you. Coming up next week on Midday Magazine, be sure to join us from 4 to 5 in Part 1 on Monday. We will talk with Assumption Catholic Schools again with Run the Rapids. Matt and JR are going to join us in Part 2, Amy from the Family Center. Tuesday, Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and in Part 2, Realty Radio. On Wednesday, we'll hang out with our friends, family natural foods, and encourage. Thursday, the Historic Point Boss coming in and UW-Madison Extension. And we will wrap up the week on Friday with our hidden heroes, Jeremy Schmidt coming in to talk about that, along with our friends from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. All of this going on, and all thanks in part to our good friend Pam Hilke, the heart of WFHR. We appreciate the scheduling week in and week out. Thank you to all of our guests this week and to all of you for listening. Remember, you can re-listen to any of these interviews by going to civicmedia.us and downloading the podcast and be listening every Monday through Friday, 4 to 5, for more Midday Magazine, right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.